when the sinkhole occurred, a vehicle was driving along, and we understand that one vehicle was caught in the sinkhole. Once it occurred, actually the female driver was, with the assistance of the workers on site, she was able to be pulled out of the sinkhole, and she was conveyed conscious to the nearby hospital. So at this juncture, we are monitoring her condition. She's undergoing some scans. We've understood from the agencies who are present here, this includes PUB, ECA, SCDF, SPF, and LTA. They are currently assessing the situation. They are making sure that the entire area is safe and secure before further restoration works are put in place. And that will include draining the area, especially the sinkhole, extracting the vehicle from the sinkhole, and doing our best to make sure that the roads are being restored as quickly as possible. I think the first course of action now is to ensure the ground is stable. So PUB is actually deploying additional technologies, radar systems, to scan to make sure that we are fully aware of what the situation is, there are no additional cavities before we approach what the restoration works should be next.
I would like to reassure the residents here that in the event that there is water disruption, we will step in, POB will step in to ensure that there's minimal disruption.